The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, this is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and you're hearing Frank Shiner, Feels Like Home.
Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself. In your arms, there's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. And if you someone to come along and change my life the way you've done. Feels like home to me. Feels like home.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, my special guest is the fabulous singer Frank Shiner. Thanks for joining us, Frank.
Carolyn, I'm proud to be here with you. Thank you.
Congratulations on the release of your new album, The Real Me.
Oh, it's an extremely exciting time for myself and the entire team.
Let's talk about the team a little bit. This is your debut album, and You sound amazing. The tracks are amazing. It's gorgeous work. Not a lot of people do that their first time out of the gate. Who have you been working with?
Well, this is a project from the heart, and hopefully people will recognize that. The name, The Real Me, came from one of the songs, a Doc Pama song on the album, but it has a lot more meaning than just that. We tried to keep this really organic and very real, and I basically poured my heart out on this album. Now, obviously, I had a lot of experience as a singer and actor over the years, and I had left it for a long time. And I came back when I met my manager, Ken Levy, who is just a brilliant, not only a great guy, but brilliant in the industry. And he introduced me to Gary Katz, which anybody that knows the industry, and for those that don't, Gary Katz has a resume as long as our arms.
Steely Dan, I think, is one of his...
Yeah, 8 Steely Dan albums.
Wow. Yeah.
Joe Cocker and Laura Nero and Harry Connick Jr.'s Only You album. So it was quite intimidating. But with that kind of skill around you and an AR guy, artist and repertoire guy, Mitchell Cohen, who is a walking encyclopedia. I mean, he was head of A&R for Verve, Columbia, Arista. I mean, so he knew every song intimately well. And we compiled these songs. We had 50 or so to choose from. And I picked the ones that spoke to me, mm-hmm. that had the lyrics that moved me. And hopefully that's what you're hearing in the album. And that's what gives it that personal touch.
Well, I noticed on the video of The Real Me, that particular mm-hmm. song, the lyrics are part of the visuals. The lyrics are very important there, aren't they?
The lyrics are extremely important. You know, I had left singing for a long, long time to raise my family. I just had to be responsible. At one point when I was out of town doing a musical and I was getting union wages that were $145 a week to do the musical, I said, I just can't. I have a child, one on the way.
Wow.
My wife at home alone. I just said, I cannot be selfish enough to continue to do this. And so I buckled down and grew a business and provided for my family. And no regrets. But what happened was my wife contracted a triple negative breast cancer.
Oh, my.
And it's the most aggressive time. It's the kind of breast cancer that Angelina Jolie had a precautionary mastectomy, just because that gene, when you have the gene, it's just very dangerous. So Suzanne, my wife, went through hell. I mean, I can't even tell you how bad it was and how many operations and how much chemo and radiation. Thank God she's well today. She's 5 years out.
Oh,
with
thank
a clean
heaven.
Yeah, thank heaven, Ray's right. But when she was in the midst of chemo, and she was bald and she had her wig on, we went to an open mic night. We weren't planning on being there. We went to a restaurant with my little daughter. She was 10 at the time. And we walked into this place, and they happened to be having an open mic night. And Suzanne said, I want you to get up and sing a song for me. And she put my name on the list. And I argued with her. I said, I'm not doing that. I haven't sung in 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is. I'm not doing it. And she welled up with tears, and she pulled the wig back a little and exposed a little bit of the bald head. And I tease her. Now I tell her she pulled the cancer card on me. But how do you say no to that? I got up and sang, and Carolyn, that's where I met my band.
Oh, wow.
So, it was that fire that she lit under me, and she pushed me up there. So really, this album of a dozen songs, at least 8 of them are intimate love songs that I'm speaking directly to her on, and that's what you're going to read in Feels Like Home, because those words might as well be my words to her.
You have a very special interpretation of that song. Watching you sing it on the video, you have a much more upbeat approach than a lot of artists might to that song. And now I understand why, because it is a love song for you.
Yeah, it's the quintessential, and Randy Newman wrote it. It is the quintessential love song. I say it's perfect in its simplicity. It's brilliant in its simplicity. It just struck a chord with me. I mean, and I just felt like I had to do it.
Wow. And The Real Me is another one of those songs where it's almost a song of self-redemption or self-discovery through love.
Self-discovery and somebody else seeing the best in you. And, really, behind every great person, there's what's the old sexist saying? Behind every great man, there's a great woman. I say behind every man, there's a woman rolling her eyes saying, what an a-hole. And it's not even behind. My wife stood shoulder to shoulder with me through thick and thin, and I with her, and we got through it. And that's the relationship we have, and I've been blessed with that, because not everybody is that fortunate the first time out. And, not that it wasn't hard work, but there's some good fortune there, too. And she stood by me. She, everything I ever accomplished is because she sometimes had to shove me into it, and I'm forever grateful for that. So these songs have that personal meaning. When Mitchell sent them to us, we picked the dozen that I chose, the dozen out of the 50 that he sent. I put them on a disc and I sat and listened to whatever recordings there were of these songs, and sat in bed, played them on the stereo. My wife was next to me, and I always say I'm an emotional guy, but I'm not an overly emotional guy. But we sat there, both of us, and wept. Yeah. They are just some of the most beautiful music I think I've ever heard. But yet this music is relatively unknown. 99% of the public have never heard some of these songs. And we just felt like these songs deserved more exposure.
And so do you, Frank. Your voice is fabulous. Your interpretations of things are beautiful. I want to sing your praises here for a moment and talk about Feels Like Home. It is number one on the number one music chart in the jazz category.
Yes.
And that's got to be fun.
It is so fun. And we just found out for last week on the new ads on radio stations that picked up the song.
Uh-huh.
We were in first place, and we were tied for first place with Justin Timberlake and Phillip Phillips' new song.
Oh, my.
And this week, we're running number one again. So, I mean, I'm pinching myself. Yeah, I truly am. I'm just a guy, and I'm pinching myself.
Well, to hear how it'd be like the jazz category, do you think of yourself more as a jazz artist or maybe a pop singer?
No, I'm not a pure jazz artist. I am not a pure blues artist. And in fact, some of these songs are just drenched in blues.
Mm-hmm.
Not Feels Like Home necessarily, but just about every other one has bluesy and jazzy elements in it. But I'm not the 300-pound guy in a smoky room with a cigar singing the blues. That's not me, and I don't try to be that. I sing it with my style and in my voice, and it brings a little something different to it. So I'm singing Frank Shiner blues, not B.B. King blues or whatever, and people are responding. I can't tell you why. They just are, and I'm just doing what I love.
I'm sure it has to do with your heart in the songs.
Well, I hope that's it, because that's the most important thing to me. Yeah. I studied Shakespeare. I was a theater major. I'm an actor. And I approach the song from the lyric. The lyric is the most important thing to me. And I've said this before, but I approach the lyric. I approach it from the heart. I try to bring that emotion through. I'm trying to communicate. I'm trying to tell a story to the audience. And if a pretty sound follows that or comes along with that, that's wonderful, but that's never the goal. If you approach something just to sound pretty, it will lack emotional content. So I look at it a little differently.
Well, what's next, Frank?
Well, the single was just released on Tuesday the 25th.
Wow.
And it's going gangbusters, live TV appearances, interviews like this wonderful interview with you. The album gets released on June 24th.
Oh.
And then we will have performances touring around to perform the album live with some storytelling in between. And I'm so excited about the batch of musicians we have. The songs are even better live than they are on the album, because you get so much more, the visual with the musicians, a little bit more time. You know, you're not stuck to 3 or 4 minutes. We let the musicians stretch themselves a little bit and air it out and just get it's a musical experience and an emotional experience.
Yeah.
So we're very, very excited about this show.
Where can our listeners find out about your schedule for that?
Our Facebook page, which is Frank Shiner Music on Facebook, is just growing. It's going gangbusters. We're adding hundreds of people a week on it. We also have frankshiner.com. But if people go in and like the Facebook page, Frank Shiner Music, they get a free download of the single, a free MP3.
You can't beat
And then there's lots of cool videos and videos of the photo shoot of the album and storytelling. And there's some fun stuff on it. So I hope people will go to that and like the page, and they'll get regular updates on where the gigs are and so on.
And where can our listeners get your music?
I'm very proud to tell you that we were picked up digitally by In Grooves and the physical CDs by Universal Music Group. So, you know, as somebody in the industry, you know how big that is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be in all the stores.
Okay.
It's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be on iTunes. There's going to be banners all over. You're not going to be able to miss it. There's plenty of places to get the music, but they could also watch videos and hear some of the music on the Facebook page and on YouTube, which is Frank Shiner Music as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Frank.
I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Carol.
Now, let's hear another song from Frank Shiner from his upcoming CD. This is the title track, The Real Me.
No one ever saw or wanted to see the real me. I was hiding and sometimes sliding from the real me. No one ever found a reason to take a moment or a season to find the real me. The real me. No one ever knew or wanted to know who beside me, and somehow got inside me, and you found the real me. You got through all the surprises, all those defenses and disguises, and you found.
From Eileen Carey.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's a brand new single from Eileen Carey. Let It Go.
Looking so dim, and you're feeling no warmth up around you. Like your inner voice is trapped deep within, and the darkness seems so hard to get through. Let it go, let it go. Stay and push just an easy way out. Let it go, let it go. The walls are not gonna bring it down, so let it go. Like you're hiding behind your own shadow. You're falling apart, but there's no need to fret when the answer's right there beside you. Now let it go, let it go. Stay and push just an easy way out. Let it go, yeah, let it go. The walls are not gonna bring you down, so let it go. Sounds cliche, it's all been said before. The simple thing is so profound. Now you got the power, can you yell it louder? Shake it off and get off that ground. Let it go, just let it go.
Is heard every week at this time. Here's a classic from Randy Newman, Short People.
Short people got no
is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen. And you can see me and check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Coming up, we have a track from Lori Millan. And when she's not writing music for the movies and TV, she's cutting her own tracks and writing her own music. This is Without You from her A Place in the Sun CD.
At first the days were long, but not long as the nights. The silence froze me in motion, to be broken. A cold wind that blew upon me is now a gentle warm breeze. I'm learning to live without you. Clearing out the old is no easy task. All the memories that we
Surfer girl, do you need somewhere been a year since I saw her. I hear she's somewhere down the Mexican coast. In the summertime, my mind tends to wander. And it's on days like this I think of her most. Oh, she's drifting through my world. My sofa surfer girl. Sofa surfer.
Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric, your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Portions of this program are sponsored by the artist. Here's Muriel Moldar with an ode to Southern music.
I heard you playing on the day I was born, on summer evenings leaves in on frosty morns. You always make me think of Mom and Dad. Whoa, Southern music, why are you so sad? God gave you the sunshine and just a little snow, and you can spit on the ground and scratch it with a hoe, throw in a seed and watch it grow and grow and grow. Lord, all in all, lifetime there ain't so sad. Whoa, 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 Southern music, why are you so sad? Magnolias bloom with a perfume beyond compare. Walking on the levee with little Johnny Clare, smelling the flowers that he gave for my head. Lord, I'd give $1 million just to go back there with you. Oh, 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 Southern music, why are you so blue? Hasn't changed that much since yesterday. Most of the kids grew up and they up and moved away, searching for something that they already had. Oh, 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 Southern music, why?
Voiced Vixen, inviting you to check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. From his Stone CD, this is John Michaels with Check Please.
Sitting in a cafe talking to a lady, having a discussion about sex. In her early 30s, she was talking kind of dirty. I was totally excited but a nervous wreck when she told me that before we'd ever get to the mat, I'd have to walk her to the altar. What I think about that? Check please, quickly, how much do I owe? It's time for me to go.
so they made a beast number one, two, three.
Check, please. Ah, check, please.
Called her up the next day, said, meet me in the cafe. Told her I was hasty, could we try once more? Red wine, candlelight, couldn't keep the subject lighted, headed for the gutter like the night before. Then she leaned over and whispered with and dropped dead lips, how's about we settle down and raise 10 kids? Check, please, quickly, how much do I owe? It's time for me to go. What she wants to do ain't on the menu, so hey, let her dish number one, two, three.
Check, please, come on, Red.
I'm doing fine, I can walk away at any time. As a matter of fact, I ain't calling her back. Back in the next night, giving in to Miss Wright, taking her home to meet the mom and dad. I told her I would gladly wait for wedding bells to consummate, even if those cold showers drove me mad. Then she gives me that I want you right now, look with her eye, as her toes started climbing up my thigh. Everybody say, check please, quickly, how much do we owe? It's time for us to go. What she wanna do ain't on the menu, so hey, made her D's number one, two, three. Check please, quickly, how much do we owe? It's time for us to go. What we wanna do ain't on the menu, so hey, made her D's number one, two, three.
Check please.
Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time.
Everybody.
Pigeon John is more than just a performer. He's a character. And he has a special deal for you. It's a money-back guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at that girl.
Oh hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to talk to her.
You can't talk to her. She's out of your league.
I don't care if she's out of my league.
She's way out.
That has no sense.
You're gonna get hurt. You go over there.
Dude, I want to get hurt.
What?
Just trying to meet ya. Hey, you across from the bar. I ain't no pimple at the lead or hip hop star.
Just trying to meet ya.
I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl. I ain't gotta lie.
Excuse me, can I buy you an orange juice? No?
Wow, you're honest, aren't you?
It befits you, may I assist you? You look kinda sad, can I offer a tissue? There's that grin, it's been gone for a while, huh? Don't pretend, why? Your ex-boyfriend, he did what? He broke up with you because you didn't have a butt. Wow, the LL Cool J syndrome is popular, but he's a weirdo, I don't need no binoculars to see you're fine, all these girls can't reach ya. Hey,
just trying to meet ya. Across from the bar, I ain't no pimple at the lead or hip hop star.
Just trying to meet ya.
I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl. I ain't gotta lie.
Just trying to meet ya.
But if you give me a chance, I'll take you to the derby and I'll teach you
just
how to dance with
to
me.
Meet ya.
You gon' peep how I sway. And when we at the movies, girl, you ain't gotta pay.
That's my guarantee.
That's my guarantee. You get your money back for free, girl, if you ain't feeling me.
That's my guarantee.
That's my guarantee. You get your money back for free, girl, if you ain't feeling me. Now bring it down.
Okay, so that was a long chorus, but I really wanted to let you know I adore you.
What?
The way you drink your beer in a wine glass is kinda weird, but I don't know where to find that. Plus you got the bomb haircut or hairdo, whatever baby, you know what's up. And it's clear, I'm feeling you, can I take and deliver you? Show you off to all of my friends who were planning on stealing you. Okay, cool, where shall we go?
Hey, Natalie.
Okay, girl, take it slow. First we start at Taco Bell, I'ma have to teach ya.
Hey,
just trying to meet ya. Hey, you across from the bar.
What up?
I ain't no pimp or athlete or hip-hop
just
star.
Just trying to meet ya.
I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl.
Not
I ain't
much
got just that. Trying to meet ya. But if you give me a chance, I'll take you to the derby and I teach you
just
how to dance
with
to
me.
Meet ya. And you gon' peep how I sway. And when we at the movies, girl, you ain't gotta pay.
Now I'm bringing down.
Stay tuned after the break for Larkin McLean.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 PM local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Larkin McLean is not just a singer-songwriter, but also a wild girl. It's our last goodbye.
Sweet honey horse. It ain't no mystery, you know, and I know the reason why. It's our last goodbye. It's our last goodbye. All boozed up, we're still in love. Tomorrow's headache will not lie. It's our last goodbye. Sweet.
Rocks, and I'd like to hear from you. Go to our website at cfoxrocks.com and drop us a line. Go to the Contact Us page. Here's a tune that always just cracks me up. From Chow Nasty, their Undawa CD, this is Bad Baby. This time, from their self-titled CD, this is the Groove Divinities with Lie to Me.
You're like a promise and a lie. Still, I know I gotta try. I ain't got nothing to lose now. He may not approve now. I've done seen you here before, and best believe I know the score. You got a man at home, but tonight he left you all alone. I was kinda hoping you would lie now. And I was kinda hoping you would lie now. You're so right, it's like it's wrong. I can't decide, it's like I'm torn. I just can't believe that taking him back. Now that I finally found the words, my heart has found the nerve. All is said and done, you still say that he's the only one. And I, oh I, oh, oh I was kinda hoping you would lie.
myself thinking about you. Can't help lusting for you. Love me now, girl, I insist. Tell me how to resist. I don't wanna understand. I ask you if you love your man. Kinda hoping you would lie to me.
Joining us tonight on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. You can hear Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight every week at this time, and we hope you come back and join us next week. In the meantime, to find out what we're going to be doing next, go to our website at cfoxrocks.com or our blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. We're going to play you out tonight with an amazing Herbie Hancock track called Watermelon Man. Oh yeah, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie.